We continue our discussion with angels. In the previous lesson we spoke about the creation of angels. They created from Nur. The jinnat are created from fire, and man is created from sand. We continue our discussion from there. The verse of the Quran says, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ That they do not disobey Allah. Angels do not ever disobey Allah regarding His commands. And وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ They carry out whatever they are instructed to do. In other words, Allah has created three different types of creations essentially. He has created the animal world, and the animal world has been given just passion and no intellect. And Allah has created the angels, and the angels are blessed with intellect but no passion, no free will. And Allah has created insan and blessed him with both. Allah has given insan and the jinn both intellect, free will, and passion. Intellect and passion. So what we learn from this ayah is that the angels do not have free will. And therefore, they do not disobey Allah in any way. They program to obey Allah in everything that Allah instructs them with. So they free from any kind of passion. And in the previous lesson, we spoke about the fact that they do not have a need to eat and drink. And we spoke about the verse of the Quran where Nabi Ibrahim presented a roasted calf to what he thought were young guests, and they turned out to be angels. So, and food is for people who have passion and who have desire and who have free will, and the angels are free from that. Number two is that the angels are also free from any gender. So they're not male or they're not female. Allah says in the Quran, أَمْ خَلَقْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِنَاثًا وَهُمْ Have we created the malaika as females, and they were present, referring to the pagans. The pagans believed that the angels were actually the daughters of God. And this verse negates that and says the angels are free from any gender. The gender is found in the animal world, the human world, in vegetation, but not among angels. They're free from any kind of gender. So that's the second point. The third point is the number of angels. How many angels did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create? And this is beyond belief. So the verse of the Quran says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا هُوَ That no one knows the hosts of Allah except Him. No one knows the amount of malaika that are created except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we can get an idea of the number from several ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So during the Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam visited a house, the Baytul Ma'mur. That means the Kaaba that is erected for the angels. And Baytul Ma'mur means the much frequented house. The much frequented house is, the hadith says, directly above the Kaaba that is in Makkah al-Mukarramah, to the extent that if it has to fall, it will fall directly onto the Kaaba in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So the much frequented house is the Kaaba of the angels. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that every day, 70,000 angels visit it, and then they leave, and they never get a chance to come back. So if every day 70,000 angels are visiting the Kaaba, and they never get a chance to come back, that means they have one chance only to visit the Kaaba, the Bayt al-Ma'mur, and they don't have a second chance. From there, we can gauge, you know, how many angels must there be for 70,000 angels to get only one chance to go around the Bayt al-Ma'mur. Another hadith that gives us an idea regarding the number of angels is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that on the Day of Judgment, Jahannam, that is hell, will be brought forth and shown to the people. So if hell will be dragged and brought forth and shown to the people. And he said, hell will be brought forth on that day by 70,000 ropes. There'll be 70,000 ropes that is bringing forth the fire of hell. And each will be pulled by 70,000 angels. So if there are 70,000 ropes, and each rope has 70,000 angels, that gives us again an idea of the number of malaika we're talking about. The fourth fact regarding the malaika, which we alluded to in the previous lesson, is that they can take the form of human beings. Their original form is made, Allah says, "Uli ajnihati mathna wa thudatha wa ruba," that they have wings, angels create with two wings, three wings, four wings, etc. We cannot see them, but they can come, and they have come in the form of human beings on several occasions. And Allah says, "Walau ja'alnahu malakan." The pagans were demanding that if Allah sends an angel, a rasul, a messenger, then he must be an angel. Or there must be an angel accompanying the Prophet. And Allah, in response to the demand that only angels should be malaika, he says, "Walau ja'alnahu malakan la ja'alnahu rajula." That even if we had to make the angels come down as messengers, they would have come down in the form of men. So, and from the various incidents, we know, for example, during the time of Lut alayhi salam, the angels appeared as young, extremely handsome men, and they came to the house of Lut alayhi salatu salam. So they took the form of men at that occasion. The Nabi Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran tells us that he took the form of a human being when he blew the ruh of Nabi Isa alayhi salam into his mother Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. So again, Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came to give Maryam the glad tidings of Nabi Isa, he came in the form of a human being. Then we have Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in a very famous hadith called Hadith Jibreel, where the Sahaba were all seated like this. And suddenly the Sahabi is narrating the hadith, Umar radiallahu anhu. He says, "We suddenly saw this man immaculately dressed in white, with hair kempt, no signs of travel. It almost seemed that he appeared from nowhere. And he came and he sat right in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he asked a few questions. And Nabi Sallallahu, the Sahaba are watching this. And after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, replied to him, he left. And Umar radiallahu anhu stayed behind. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, that, do you know who that guest was? He says, no. He said, that was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, came to teach you your deen. So there again he came in the form of a handsome man. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also told us that sometimes Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would assume the identity of Dihya Kalbi. And he would come in the form of a Sahabi, famous Sahabi Dihya Kalbi, and he would present himself in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And everyone will think that this is a particular Sahabi. Meanwhile, he came in the form of Dihya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu.